set up for years, but we end up with Vayakil and Pekuda separate.
February 20th, Vayakil Pekuda.
People just run through it during when they say Mav Sedra. I never really got a chance this week. We have a chance to see Vayakil this week and Pekuda next week and see things about it. This Inyan is found in the Sefer, and I want to develop so that we should understand what really is happening. Let's start. Vayakel Moshe, as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, he gathered all of B'nei Yisrael, Vayomer Aleihem, and he said to them, Eila Dvorim Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Oisam. To do it. Sheishos Yomim Teosam Lecha, V'yom HaShvi Yeh Lechem Kodesh Kodoshim, Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosim Hashem, Kolosa Boi Melocha Yumos. Lo Sevaru Eish, don't let a fire burn, B'chol Moshvisech and all your settlements, V'yom HaShabbos. Good. Now, we have a number of problems that we're going to see come up. Number one, when they talk in a few psukim as it comes along, it says that you should speak here, as we see at the beginning, by Yaakov Moshe as Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. He gathered whom? All Adas B'nei Yisrael, and he's going to tell them, collect and build the Mishkan. But that's not what it says in Parashas Truma. In Truma it says, speak to the people. There seems to be that in Truma, he spoke to, let's call it a wider audience than he's speaking to here. Here he's speaking to only Adas B'nai Yisrael. And over there he spoke to many more. And we're going to see that there are quite a few differences that are between Vayakel Pekudei and Truma Tetzaveh. Now, Truma Tetzaveh was the original, and then Vayakel Pekudei is the, whether it's the second time he told them, the way the Ramban learns, we spoke about a few weeks ago, or it's with the doing, according to Rashi, but Vayakel Pekudei is the second. Now, between Vayakel Pekudei, between Truma Tetzaveh and Vayakel Pekudei comes the Egel. Now the Egel, as we spoke about last week in depth, the Egel changes many things in the setup of Klal Yisrael. Let's see, there's a piece of Zohar. Let's see. Now we'll learn it in the bottom, because that's the Sulam, he does the translation for us. Let's see at the bottom. Zayin, at the bottom. Bora A. Ma kosev mikolda. What does it say originally? Me eis kol ish asher yidvenu libo. In Truma it says, gather from any person whose heart moves him to give. Kol ish. V'afilu a'erav rav. Now, over here, he didn't say that. Here, he just says to B'nai Yisrael, Mishom Sherotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Maisa Mishkan Mitkol Tzdodim. He wanted everybody in it. Moach, Klipa, that means the main. Klipa is the skin, the peel. That means the outside people. He wanted everybody in. Umishim shayu elu erev rabbeinayim, nema me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu libo. Everyone. L'chlol osam bein Yisrael she'moach, and including the erev rav. Ches. Achakach noto min lemino. Ubole erev rav. The erev kerav came in. And we know they are responsible for the Egel. they asked to a Sahiga. Vinatu Achrayim Yisrael, and other Jews went after them, Kol Eilu Shemesu, those who died in last week's parasha. V'garmu Yisrael Moves V'Hariga. And they caused death and killing to the Jewish people. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Hashem said, Mikan V'Ola, from now and on, Maisa Mishkin Loyia Ela Mitzad Yisrael Bilvad. Only the Yisrael can give, not the Erev Rav or anyone else. Miad? So then what does it happen? Yakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael because of Achrov, and it says, Kichu Me'itchem Truma L'Hashem. Me'itchem Vadai. From you you could take. Lokem Mikodem Shekosev Me'eis Kol Ish Asher Yidvenu Limo. Yakel Moshe Me'ezem Okom Mikilosam. We may gather them. They're all there. And they're all in the encampment. Where are they going? Al mishum she'erev ba'abeneihem, v'yitzarach Moshe l'okelosam u'liyachtam b'neihem. So you had to separate them. So we see there's a very big difference from what was before the egel and what was after the egel. And we're going to see that in a number of different things. So let's see the Ramban here. Good? Yeah? Ramban. Vayakel Moshe is kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Yichlo, here it's kol adas Yisrael. All of them. Ha'anoshim, v'anoshim, the men, the women, kikulam isnadvu, they all gave v'meleches ha'mishkan. The creation of the Mishkan. V'nei Moshe, acha shetziva la'arun v'anesiyim, V'chol b'nei Yisrael o'anoshim asher diba Hashem yitov har Sinai. Achrei shibor an luchos. After he broke the luchos. V'nosan al ponov amasve. And he put on his face the cover. Chozev v'kitziva v'kilu elov kol adas. V'chol ha'idah anoshim anoshim v'tav. So he now gathers them again. V'yitochein could very well be Shoyezeh Biyom Mocharos Ridito on the day after he came down from Har Sinai. V'oma l'kulam inyan ha-mishkan asher nitztava bo mitchila kodem shivor haluchos. We know he came down the first time, right? He told them, and then he had to break the luchos. Kivon shenisratzelam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them. V'nosim lo aluchas shenios. V'korasimo bris chadosha, which we have to understand. Sheyelech Hashem, kirvan that Hashem should be among them. Hinei chozel l'kadmusam. They went back to their original state. U'la'avos kalulusam. To the love of the youth. U'vadiyodua as it says, also Limigdosh, v'shachanti b'socha. So we see that the Ramban tells us very clearly that there was the luchos, there was the breaking of the luchos, they lost their position, and then with the second set of the luchos, they got somewhat of the position back. Right? Now, what happened? And what did they lose? That we need to understand. Good. Let's continue. Look at the bottom. Kuf Nun Zayin. Again, this is a piece of Zohar. Posek Chav Yitzchak Abasei. Yeah? Right. Pasach Rabbi Yitzchak Achra V'yoma. What? V'yakel Moshe is called Adas Yisrael. Shoel, Loma Hikelosam. Why did he gather them? Rabbi Yitzchak asks. V'meshiv, Kedayimsar Lohem Shabbos kimikodem, to give them Shabbos like it was before. What does that mean? Kimikodem miterev she'osu yisrael asa egel, before they did the egel, mosalem es Shabbos. He gave them Shabbos. V'zehu shalosh shamru erev rav. Kivin sheshamu beini ubein b'nei Yisrael. Once they heard that it's a deal between Hashem and the Jewish people, amru va'anu nimna mimenu davaz. We're out. So then, what does it say? Vayakel omisaren v'ainu egel v'nim shuachareyem. And they went after, many people went there. V'achar shemesu. Eilu shemesu me'ov de'egel. Hikum Moshe's b'nei Yisrael b'vad. Only v'nosan lohem ha'shabbos k'mikodem. So from the Zohar it seems that there had to be a new commandment of Shabbos. Because something changed because of the egel in the commandment of Shabbos. So that's why he had to come. As we saw the psukim, he had to come and give another commandment about Shabbos. Because something happened. Why did he have to come and tell me again about Shabbos? Something changed from the way Shabbos was originally to what's now. So he had to come and tell me, keep Shabbos the way we had originally thought. But there obviously is something there, else what do you have to come and tell me? Right? Good? Right. We hear this? Okay. So we're seeing that there are distinct changes that are occurring because of the ego.
Is there anything else that had to be recommanded besides Shabbos?
Yeah. The Mishkan itself. Mm-hmm. Besides the gathering, but the Mishkan. Yeah. Okay. So let's continue. The Ramban, in Parshas Ki Sisa, says Bechorish u'Bakotzir Tishbos. Bechorish u'Bakotzir Tishbos. Al derech hapshat, Hizkir, we mentioned Chorish v'Kotzir. Chorish is to plow it, and Kotzir is to cut it. Shebohem, I didn't nervous. Shebohem, Iker Chaye Ha'odom. Because that's the main of Chaye Ha'odom. V'Hizkir Shabbos, Be'emtze harugol. And in Parshas Ki Sisa, we mention Shabbos in the middle of the Yomim Tovim. Ki Samach Oiser L'Chag HaMatzis. It's right next to Chag HaMatzis. And Kiddush HaBechoros. Bavur Shekulam Zeich HaLamayis HaBereshis. Good. Ki B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Os U'Mofes Bo. Kashapirashti Beseres Adibus. The Ode. Ki Akosiv Oma Sheyesh Gam Bereshis Zeich HaBeshabbos Zeich HaLitzias Mitzrayim. Kama Shoma Baseres HaDibros HaAchronos. Gotta keep that careful. The original ones were 6 days Hashem worked and he rested on the seventh. The second ones were, I took you out of Mitzrayim. What's the difference between the first ones and the second ones? Egel. Egel. So now we're going to see again. Not only did we see it in the collection, not only do we see it in the Mishkan, not only do we see it in the Shabbos, that there's a difference before the Egel and after the Egel. We're going to see it in the luchas themselves. There's a difference. Well, look here. Why? V'zachar tekevet o yisab eretz mitzayim. V'yotziecho Hashem alikecho misham. Alkein tzivcho Hashem alikecho lazaz yom ha'shabbos. So before, what was the reason Now, there are many reasons given why it changed. But we see a change. Originally, it was what? 6 days of creation. Seventh day, Shem rested.
That's the first.
In the second Luchas, is because you should remember, you were a slave in Egypt, and I took you out of Egypt, and I'm telling you, make Shabbos. What happened to the discussion about the sixth day and the seventh day resting? That's not there in the second Luchas. So the Ramban, we've just touched on, but the Ramban is pointing to that there's a very distinct difference. Not only is that going to be different, is we're going to see where Shabbos is situated in the discussion of Shabbos and the Yomim Tovim. Another change that we're going to see. Now, let's see the next Ramban. Kosev l'cha, ksav l'cha zadvar mo'ela. Siva, sheyichtov sefer bris. Shereid is sefer bris. V'yikro so, v'ozne ha'om. And read it. V'yikablu aleim b'naseh v'nishma. They have to say again, naseh v'nishma. Kashosu b'rishono. Ki kol ha'maisa sh'oye b'luchas v'rishonos. Everything that happened in the first luchos, Yitzel Lishnosa, we want to review it. Beluchas Arashinius in the second one. The Ain Suffolk Shosa came. That's what happened. Avalo Choshesh Akosiv La'arich. Torah doesn't have to go and tell you everything. Loma Vayas Kain Moshe Kasher Yisicha B'Mokom Acher. He doesn't have to tell you. Vanochin Be'enayin. Watch this from Ban. Ki Bavur She Yisrael. They transgressed, they broke the original covenant that was made. Hutzdruch. It was needed. Hutzdruch habore l'chadesh lehem bria chadosh. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and make a new creation. Shelo yafir hu lahem briso. A new one. So that they won't break, they won't miss the original bris. They have to. To write down the conditions. V'zetam, k'alpi ha'dvor mareilu karati yitcho bris v'so. V'tam yitcho, I did it. Good. So therefore, so therefore, the original bris was broken. And now we need a new bris. That's another change that's before the eagle and after the eagle.
What's that mean? The bris was broken. I mean, we said the bris was the to say for Torah one time, right? We alluded to that was really the bris.
Right.
That was the covenant.
That was the oath of the covenant. That was the. But the covenant was that you're not going to have any other gods and you're not going to do anything. Now we saw a Ramban, which we're going to see it again. The Ramban's going to do again, is that even though they weren't worshiping, as we spoke about last week, even though they didn't worship the Egel for the Zara, but they worshiped the Egel for the intermediary to replace Moshe in the relationship. Now, that was, as we spoke about, the rationalization of what Torah really meant about don't make anything, right? What they really meant was you can't worship it for it to be God. But for it to be the intermediary, that's not that thing. Right? That's the rationalization, as we spoke about last week. That's what we said, that every Aveira has in it a bit of the Aveira from the Egel, which is rationalization. Right? How we rationalize it's not so bad. You know, the old, not so bad. Sure, that fits in clearly. But anyhow, yeah, good. Now, and so this is what we spoke about length last week. Now, I quote a statement for you from a sefer called Zev Yitro, written from Odom Godel, who was only nifted 2 years ago. And we have seen different pieces. But here I put this out. He speaks about this prokem after prokem, about the difference before the Egel and after the Egel.
This is
Zev Holman. And I want to just to see a little bit, and you know, we'll see it, so we should get an understanding of what the effect Egel had upon us. So let's start. So the first at the top, we saw this. This is what we just saw in the Zohar. So let's go down. Let's go down 2, 4, 6 lines down. 6 lines down on the right hand side. So we go down, starts Nimtzinu Lemeidim. Good? Nimtzinu Lemeidim. So what we have to learn, the Keshem Shenitztava Moshe Pamayim Basiyas HaMishkan, just like Moshe was commanded twice to make the Mishkan, Achas Lifnei Chet HaEgel, V'yachas Acharov B'yom HaKippurim, Kishnitzratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem was willing to retake them in, the Kibel Tshuvosam, and accepted Tshuva, Kach Nitztave Pa'amayim B'Shabbos. So we see clearly, as we saw just before in the Zohar, that what? It was commanded twice about Shabbos. Rishono Kodam Achet, Hayi the Dibros Rishonos, that was the Dibros Rishonos, Shenishnes Papashas Kisisa, Vishnia Achachet, Osa the Pashas Vayakil. So the ones that were before was the first time he was commanded about Shabbos, and in this week's Pasha, it's the second one. Good. So we explain, now go down a few lines.
What does it mean? Dibros Rishonos in Parshas Kisisa?
No, you have to.
That's what you said from before.
Okay. I'll show it to you later.
That's fine.
Now, what does he say? The old, I spoke about it somewhere else. In Shabbos, Lifnei Chet HaEgel, the Shabbos Acher. Now we're going to go and discuss it. Besof Parshas Mishpatim, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, Kodma Shabbos L'Regolim. In the listing of the Torah, Shabbos is found before the listing of the Yamim Tovim. K'mo B'Pasha Zemar. But at the end of last week's Pasha, when we read again about the Yamim Tovim, Pasha's Kisisa, Lobo Shabbos Kim B'Emtzer R'Golim. Shabbos comes smack in the middle. Bein Pesach and Bein Chag HaShavuos and Sukkos. So why is it that way? So there's a change in not only in the commandment, but in the position of Shabbos. Before it was before everything, and now smack in the middle. Ein Ramban Shmos Lamedalit Chafalov Umistabet Tuva Shein Agorim L'Shinoi Zeh. What caused this? Rak Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel changed it. Kodem Shechotu Beigel Bo Shabbos Barosh Kol HaRegolim, before the Yamim Tovim, Liachis Shechotu Bo Sheini B'Shoni Shabbos, we learned Shabbos, it's second rather, to Chag Pesach. Now a person, how are we going to understand this? V'yi Efshah Shalalalu Saladas HaMizbonin, it can't be that a thinking person won't think the Me'ai time at Luya Shabbos v'dibri sh'niyas p'yitzias Mitzrayim. It's impossible to avoid the thought process that maybe that's why the second time the Shabbos is linked to lead the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The first time it's linked to the 6 days of creation and setting. The second time, Mitzrayim. Be'ol choice Shabbos Rosh L'Chol HaRegolim
So then, lo tluya lo b'shvisim and al malacha shel sheshes yomim. What is Shabbos? Resting after the 6 days of work. But avalacha cheta egel. Right? It's second to Pesach. It's after Pesach. Pesach. Why is it after Pesach? Because it's linked to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it still needs to be understood much more what's going on. Good. Now, Chazal tell us a very interesting thing. That the first time, it's like the Melech told it to us. The second time, it's like the Malach told it to us. Now, what's the difference between the Melech and the Malach? The Melech is the king straight. The Malach is the king's representative. Why should it be that on the second time it's the Malach and the first time it's the Melech? Let's go on to the next page. First paragraph on the next page. Next page. Page tough, pay bays. Next page. Tough, pay bays. V'yesh l'das. Good? V'yesh l'das. B'ma d'var ma'murun kol anal she'ein Shabbos yoma d'shliach v'yoma d'mishnah l'melech rag yom ha'mishaleach v'yoma ha'melech atzmo. When is Shabbos a chiddush? When you work for 6 days, and now comes along this new bria, this new creation called Shabbos. When is that? The Melech sets you up for 6 days, and he gives you this commandment of this unique, special day. That's the seventh day. Huh? Can a Malach make such a setting that it's so unique, special creation called Shabbos? No. What could the Malach do? A Malach could do is, he could say, remember that situation that you were saved from? Because of that, do X. That a Malach can do. What's the second time Shabbos was given?
Pesach.
Because of Pesach. First time was 6 days work. Seventh day, one, new creation. Second time, Zechut Tzias Mitzrayim. Not only that, let's understand it deeper. What caused the change? The egel. What was the egel? The egel was that they made the mistake what represents and how to represent Hashem. So that means that they didn't understand what a shliach of Hashem is. Right? Now, therefore, the second time, we're going to, you didn't understand it, I'm going to have to give it to you in a way that you have to learn what the right way is. So what's the second way going to be? You're not going to get it straight from me because you missed what I meant. So I'm going to have to teach you the second time the mistake that you made. We're going to have to overcome it the second time. Therefore, the second time is Malach. Not the Melech, but the Malach. Do we hear?
Yeah.
Yeah? Clear?
But you created an intermediary. You said you don't want the Eibishter directly. You can have an intermediary. You can have an ego.
And you missed. Yeah. Now, in fact, if you turn the page, we have again this Ramban that we talked about last week. Ramban says, "Vayomru," they said by the ego, "Eila
Elokecha Yisrael Ashe Elucha. Gam ze akos of Yoroscha. This pasuk is going to show you ki ain tipish ba'olam. Very strong language. There's no fool in the world sheyachshov that would think ki azov azeh, this gold, who no one in his right mind is going to think that the gold took him out of Egypt. The strength of this form, you never find, the whole time, and this went through a number of places last week, in the Egel, that they should say, this took us out of Egypt. They admit, they know that Hashem took them out. You were the one that brought us up. That's what it means, that they switched. They forgot that the Rabbeinu Shom is the only one that does it. And they thought that now there's going to be like a partnership. There's going to be this eagle that's going to represent them. Shochu dibru asher tzom v'nei ovru alosas elucho elohim acherim alvam. In other words, there can't be anyone in a partnership. There can't be anything else there. There's only the Rabbeinu Shom. And Moshe is the representative. But the Rish is only a representative. He's not, but he's in place of anything. Right? So you missed it. You misunderstood what I told you. So now what I'm going to give it to you the second time, it'll be Maloch. Good. So he says that's what it is. So we'll go down here, and that's what he says there.
So Shiyod v'Shabbos.
Initial Rambam Mekomei Shabbos, the Dibur Shniyah sheYitzias Mitzrayim. Yom deMaloch, v'Yom deSheni leGedula. Shabbos now becomes brought by the Maloch, and second. That's why he came down from its original position. Where does it settle? In the middle of the regolim. Sheni l'chaga Pesach. To call shizman shiyomad amalki yitzir chadosha. As long as the Shabbos is this new creation made by Hashem, directly, mufshit minateve has nothing to do with nature. Vaday kodma, it's before all the regolim. Because all the regolim are because of something that happened in the world. Shem Yitzis Mitzrayim, Teva, Amachecheh, Teigo. Yizman shechozu liyoysim yoymed de Maloch, v'yoymed de Mishnah l'melech. And it's made Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, so now it's the same as the regolim. It's not that unique, special thing, but it's the same as the regolim. Let's see one more piece of Zohar. Look on the left side of it. Samach Zayin. Borei. Samach Zayin on the left side. Borei. Kol in yone anane kovid shaholchu b'midbar lo yukhofim ela al Yisrael b'vad. Anane ha-kovid only
covered the Bnei Yisrael. Vanan ayokor ahu shekosev Hashem olach lufneim yoimam olach lufneim. The ilu, whereas the Erev Rav, v'chol eilu abeim is tzonu boker, hayolchim they had to go, chutz l'machane bachron, at the end. U'bol re'ei, kol eila arbe shonim, sh'olchu yisrael b'mud b'midbar, shum lichluch v'tinuf, no dirt, lo'hoye me'ananim u'lefnim. There wasn't anything for them. They were underneath those ananim, no dirt. Not only that, Mara tells us that under the ananim, their clothing was freshly pressed every morning. Their shoes, perfect position. Everything was perfect. All right, let's continue. So in Cain, a of love, lo yodchum min amon. Levad hekachu. Elamash nitnu lohem Yisrael, o yikamishin osin lavdo. Umma, o yodchum. O yodchum mitam tzis mashanishim me'achar echaim hapsolas. What then did the Eir of Rav eat? The leftovers. But the real amon, they're not in. So the mon before was for everybody. The mon after is not. So we see all these changes that we became the effect that happened through the ego. And therefore now when we're coming to the end, we're dealing in a different state. We're dealing in a state that's after the mon. In fact, look at the turn the page. Samach Tes. Adato yinichnoim ha'irub rav. V'ato komu bikshu maisel chazak yisrael sitrach. The mites, the Erev Rav, came to strengthen the koach hatumo. Omro oznia kulonu amechot v'nia b'chla yisrael imokam. We'll be together. We'll be wonderful. O yia lonu misha ilich lefoneinu. Right? Kimo she'elo keichem olich lefneichem. Omru Aaron, chas v'shom. She'elu yishtat fu b'am kodesh yukulam kal echot. Lo yisavu, they shouldn't mix in. Right? Elo tovu la freedom, you have to separate them. And then he goes through the rest, continuing what exactly happened. But you see that clearly, originally, Erev Rav was part of it. Right? And then, because of the Egel, it became clear that they can't belong in this thing. They don't belong in being Klal Yisrael. So therefore, this whole thing is a change. And therefore, all of these things, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and tell us again the Mishkan, right? The Mishkan after the Egel. And that's this week and next week's Parsha. Because we're different after the Egel than we were before. And therefore, everything changes. So if you want to, he goes through at length in here, on the next page, this whole deal of what the difference that we find, Shabbos changed and everything, so we have a better understanding of what Vayakra Moshe.
Is it fair to say that if the Egel hadn't occurred, there would have been a greater tikkun?
Yes.
You know, for the umas, the olam, and everything. Yes. But then it became limited to Klal Yisrael. That's right.
It's unbelievable, you see. The ego is terror, you know, it's really. There's just. Last week I was by Ramantasio, so I asked him, what's the big deal about the ego? First he looks at me. I said, it's 3,000 people.
Right.
And you're talking about 3,000
out of 600.
Out of 2.5 million people. So, right? Bad.
the knot is so bad that we can do it every
year.
We're still suffering from the egel till today, as we spoke about last week. So his son-in-law is sitting there. I really should bring you, I should have showed you. So his son-in-law told me that Shua Lev Diskin, one of the great people in Yerushalayim, the previous generations, they asked this guy. This same exact question. And so then he brought out the sefer, showed it to the Ramatasyon. So Ramatasyon says to me, you must read this. Okay, the Rebbe says you got to read it, read it. That's all. So he says there an unbelievable thing without going through the whole. But he said,
"Was he at the Kisisa?"
In Kisisa, yeah. I'm sure I can give you a copy. But you know, he says one of the key things. There's a few things, but the main point is that if the rest of Klal Yisrael could stand by and watch them do it, and they didn't stand up and be Meicha Barabim and stand against it, they're chay for it ad hayom. Hear that? Ad hayom. It's unbelievable. So now we come into a shul and we see a guy doing wrong. And we say, listen, one guy, leave me alone. If you're not, Chazal tell us, you have to stand up. It's not so push. But you got to see this up shul later. I should really show it the inside. How he writes. Because we are discussing our thing. Good. Okay. Do we go like this?
Yeah.
Right. Now, this you have to see. This speech is out.
It's not Thursday night. It's not Tachat
Yitzchak. Mamish before Purim, we got to start talking Purim and Yamish. Right? It's not to be so close to Purim and not talk Purim. That would be
sacrilegious.
Right? So let's see, let's start. We have a lot in Yanim that we must cover, but we made it. And so let's start. He peeled Pur Hu Hagoya. With Nehama. Dikto Gakosu Bikan Limser Lonu Gam Hashem. Yes? Gam Hashem Aparsi Gam Estergum Aluloshen Hakodesh. Now, why? If you want to tell me he made a lottery, see, either tell me poor or tell me Goro. But you don't have to come along and tell me poor, which is Goro. Tell me lottery. You want to tell it to me in Parsi? Good. You want to tell it to me in Hebrew? But you don't got to tell me both. And we have to, what he's going to explain here is something that is important for us to understand. The general setting of Klal Yisrael. Isnagdusam shel umas ha'olam liYisrael. The nations of the world come against Klal Yisrael. Misuderes hi b'shtei marochos. It's set up in two settings. Aleph mareches or arba malchios. The four kingships that come against the Jewish people. The Babylonians, number two, the Persians, number three, the Greeks, number four, the Romans. Good? That's Malchios. And then, Beis, are the Shiva Amamim, the seven nations, Ashin Yomim is Parish Betom Rakam upon them, as we speak about every morning in our davening. Right, the Gagosh, the Yavusi, thing, the whole list there. So there are two different groups. They're the four nations and the seven in Eretz Yisrael. Techutzam shal advarim alolu b'pnimusam kach. This is the inner part. B'chtei sho'eved yaseh ritzon rabo. In order for a servant to be able to serve his master, Bar kolcho, against your will, shnei devarim yugdmu lo asiyazu. Two things have to happen. First, kinias ha'odun oso li'evin. First thing is that the master has to gain possession of the evid. Next, v'hodoas ritzono shal'el odun b'ma'a lo'avdo. And the second way is, how do you want me to worship to serve you? Two different things. Ayidea kaniyat by being kone the avid. So now Meshubadu Avid Luratzin Shalordan. He's now enslaved to the master. And when the master tells you what to do, you now know how to serve the master. Ayidei Geulas Mitzrayim, by coming out of Egypt, Nasi Yiso Meshubadim L'Ritzonu Shamokim, we became his, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we became, he's now with Kone us as his servants. Avodai Heim, V'lo Avdei Paro. But Al Yidei Matan Torah, when they left Mitzrayim, they did not know how to serve him. Till they came to Matan Torah. When they came to Torah, Yodim Heim Yisrael B'mel Avdo. Now they know how to serve him. By Yidei Achnisel Eretz Yisrael, and by coming into Eretz Yisrael, Heim Boyim L'mokum Avoda Mamish. Now they know what to do, and they're in the place to do it. Good? So Ma'areches Kinesis Ha'esnagdus L'knesel Mitzara Arba Malchiyus. What did the four kings want to do? Be'ika Keneged Mahusim She'yisrael B'tur Avdei Hashem. The kings don't want us to be Eved Hashem. They want us to be their Eved. The Babylonians, the Persians, the whole idea of Achashverosh's party is to make us his Avodim, not Avdei Hashem. Shari Kolin Yonash Abu Malchus is to enslave us. And the more we're enslaved to someone else, the absolute correct, we can't be called Avdei Hashem. Avodayim asher tzeisi oisam eretz Mitzrayim. But not avodim teri avodim. So then the Arba Malchiyus to slave us is so that we can't be the slave. That's the first part. What's the second part? Memeilu sosu ma'ut shol yisol b'tur Avdei Hashem. Sha'ani ma'rechis esnagdus shel shiva amimim. The amimim is different. She'im lo m'shabdim es yisol. They're not enslaving us. Amadal. Then they're not enslaving us. Elo shelo yiu menichem es yisol lavo le'eretz yisol. They just don't want to let us go to the place where we can serve. Shumokam avodis yisrael es ribonim. So nimtza therefore, einis nagdus shiva amim mechuvenes le'etzem ha'torah shel Avdei Hashem. The seven nations are again, not against Avdei Hashem. You could be Avdei Hashem. I'm just not going to let you do the job where you got to do it. He holds us mones avodu b'pom amish. Each one is their set. Good? But now, there's also the introduction of each one of these types of ideas. As the Torah calls them, racious. There's a beginning, there's an introduction. Let's take an example. What did Mitzrayim want? Mitzrayim didn't want to let us become Avdei Hashem. They slave us. They didn't want it. The four was, once you're already Avdei Hashem, I'm not going to let you be Avdei Hashem. Mitzrayim is the introduction to it. It's the racious, the introduction. Where's the introduction to the Amamim? Amalek. And that's called racious. Racious Goyim Amalek. Why? Because Amalek didn't want us to get to Har Sinai. They stood and attacked us so that we should not get to Har Sinai. If I don't get to Har Sinai, I don't know what to do. So Amalek is trying to stop us from getting to know what to do. Right? And Mitzrayim is the introduction not to let us become Eved Hashem. What do we hear? That's the ratios. Good. Good. Fine. Let's go to Gimel now. Lefi Sidrim Shomalchis HaMafurish B'Sefer Daniel. Now, here's what really got to concentrate. In the order that we find in the Sefer Daniel, Gulasenu Kayom, our Golus, Keruyahi Golus Romi. Right? Why is it called the Roman exile? Mitoch Shanu Yodin, Ki Golasenu Kayom, our Golus, He matzav shel kibsa achas ben shivazeim. We surely see that today. Right? One lamb living among 70 wolves. Vim kain, lo shayich li achas goli zesenu kayom lemalchus achas. Right? We can't come along and say, this golus is to one specific nation. In Bavel, there was no one else. Only Bavel. In Yavon, there's only Yavon. No one else. Comes to Rome, all of a sudden in Rome, it's not Rome alone. It started in Rome. But we go from place to place to place, and they get us all over. Right? Here they get us in many different ways. Not only they get us, they don't get us maybe by killing us, but they get us in their own way. Right? The ideas of who we are, etc., etc. Mitsuyihi ma'od ha-shigra l'farish ha-shem golus rodin, b'muvin ha-scholus ha-golus. So we call it the introduction to the golus. The mekivin sharomi hihi shechrives mikdashenu. Because they're the ones that destroy the base of mikdash. Va'yoda galinu me'atzenu. All the 70 wolves, Nimshachim, they come, may also Hashah from that moment, Sharomi Nishtal Tolenu. The Rome came over us. Vakavona Bezeh Hashem Golus Romi, Ki Yi Oisa Gorem Hashrishan Eitzel Shivim Zeim. Ach Lamita Shaldover, but in truth, Ein Hashem Golus Romi Misparish. Bemuvin ascholus hagolus klal. It's not because of the beginning. The Ramban tells us an unbelievable thing. And we talked about this a few times. We know that there's the fight of the four kings against the five. And the Medrash tells us that the four kings represent the four golus. Now, the last one is called Sidol Melech Goyim. Very strange. Melech Goyim. So Ramban explains, why is it called Melech Goyim? Because, as the Chazal will tell us, Sholeach Terunya. He sends his job to be done by many different people. That we go in our exile from place to place to place, that is part of this bizarre exile, which wasn't true before. Right? You were in one place, you stayed there. You come into this exile, we go to Rome, and we go to all these different places, and we end up all over the world, all over the globe. And that's the goal. By the way, just I go there. There's an unbelievable Arachaim. The unbelievable Arachaim. The Arachaim says that when we used to be Ola Regel, so we picked up tremendous Kedusha. Came the Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all the sparks of the Kedusha and he threw it all over the world. And we have to go to all the places to pick up the sparks of that Kedusha that's found over there. But as soon as you finish picking up what you have to pick up, the goyim are going to throw you right out. He says, then that's why you can be in a place for 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, and then all of a sudden, one day, boom, they threw you out. Because you sucked out all the kedusha you could possibly get. Now you got to go to the next place to get it. Till you gathered all of it, then you can come back home. Unbelievable. Now at least we can understand a few things about the exile.
The Or the Bar Yom says that too.
He quotes the Sar Chaim a few times. Good. Umafurshu b'chazal, da'abu malachim alolu, nidrashim, arba malchis, sidim l'shabed Yisrael. The last one is sidol melech goyim. And the Ramban says, as we just said, it's goyim, many nations. And he sends his job to be done by many people. Kol ha-malchis ha-kodemes le-edom, every general malchis that was before Edom, lo-hoysa malchusim no-heges, elo b'mokom echod. We were only in one place, bava, whatever. Bilu sidol nismane malchuso on goyim. Pahainu shesnagdus li-yisrael, Eino mukbelis l'mokom echod. It's not limited. Elo, v'mokom gmachuso, elo, isnagduso, is oris, it's poison, hasoto, hamispashetis l'mechokim, that spread to far, shall call our amen. Now we can understand, what is some of these nations? They have nothing to do with us. They have the hatred and the anti-Semitism and everything. Why? Because Rome sends the job to be done by all these different people. Kosef Trunya, Chola Umos, to take him in to do it. And therefore, Malchus of the Sinah spreads. Good. Now, let's go to Dalit. And here's what we're going to really come to bring it into Purim. Let's go to Dalit. Hineim nevakesh, if you're going to seek, es haschola shel od Edom, bitur shel leches trunya, where's the first time that we ever see Edom sending the job to be done by others? Haschola satrunya, oise bizman, malchus paras. And the story of Purim is the introduction to it. What is Haman doing in the court of Achashverosh? Haman is Amalek. Haman is Edom. What's he doing in Paras? He doesn't belong in Paras. And that he should be able to convince Achashverosh to do these terrible things? How? Why? How does it work? That's the introduction. He's Edom. And he's Shaleach Trunya, he's getting the others to do his job. Kol Megillas Esther, his Benuya is built on the Trunya, the job of Amalek that he sent to Achashverosh. Because in the days of Moshe and Menaviyim, Amalek attacked himself. And all of a sudden in Achashverosh, he's not coming to attack us straight out. How did he attack us? He got Achashverosh to give him the Rishus, so it's Achashverosh that's attacking us. V'raketzel Achashverosh motzinu l'shona. As Edom is Amalek, he gets others to do the job. But it was only in one thing. It was only in Paras. But it goes in Haleches, Misamekes, gets deeper till the Golus Revius that we're in, Goluseinu Kayom, Golus Tawan, Edom Kosev Trunyul Chola Amin, and there's no limit to where it goes. Now, and that's what we say, Reishis Goyim Amalek. But now, we find Amalek being not just the Reishis for the Shiva Amamim. But now he's the Reishis for the Malchus Edom.
Because of Haman.
Because of Haman, introduction in Achashverosh. So he switched from one attack to another attack. From being in the Shiva Amamim
the introduction to the Shiva Amimim, he became now the introduction to Edom. Good? Clear? Good. Let's go to Bob. V'chachomim dorshu. Esther min ha-Torah minayim. Morin in Chulin asked, how do you know Esther? Where do you see a hint?
All right.
To Esther from the Torah. Because he says, in Vayelech, v'onochi hastir astir. So astir is the Lashon Esther. So, right? It's hidden.
Right.
Because of Alzeh, Maral, watch this Maral. Shekfeilus astor, why is the Pasuk speak about two? Achas, Achashverosh. Achas, Haman. What does that mean? Veilus epirish. Looks like these words don't have meaning. Shariyika astor, he buys the gezeira. What was the gezeira? Shalahashmir, laharog, ulaabed. Umalonu, ulamispa noshim. Shepol, what do I care about who did it, Haman or Achashverosh? Hoshei Madvorim. B'gzeirizu, nitztar for Brishona, for the first time, we have the combination of two together. Shnei Sugei Isnagdus. Isnagdus Malchus, Isnagdus Amamim, and what is it, Ma'amida, that it came across Kilopomim, Ashgochazu, sometimes it's hidden. And in Esther, we have hidden in hidden. Haman's hidden in Achashverosh. Haster, Haster. Now let's go to Ches. Khan. Onu toyamim. Now we could taste the devash v'sacholov hagonuz tachas aloshin parsi shel tevas pur. He peel pur hu agoro lifnei haman. Kaloma ho ukitz shel amura zebaze shel haman ho amaleki osakan goro. What's the real problem here? That Haman, who is Amalek,
is not Parsi,
made the Goral where? In Parsi. What they're doing in Parsi? Kikanu Haskalah, because here's the beginning of Amalek sending his job to be done by others. Sido Melech Goyim. Slav shel Amamim u'Malchus. Amalek put Amamim, Malchus, everything in one. Hasota b'toch hasota, one inside the other. Haster astir. Mikan shetok for shaleis gilui agabe gilui. So that's why it's hipil pur hu agoro. Because this is tooth for a prong attack against. It's Amalek with Paras. What's that part of Amalek doing in Paras? B'chol ha-Torah, medu barak, o al simcha, o mishnah. One or the other. Rak b'purim, medu b'gam simcha, gam mishnah. Gama simcha mishamaches dechifa legili. Simcha pushes out to the forefront the what? The joy of what happened to you and you won. Vayayin vada shimotzi esasod. My wine brings out that which is the secret inside. So Simcha brings out, and Yayin brings out. Uvechein, l'umas ha-hester b'toch ha-hester. Instead of having one inside the other, what is the avodas hayom is? Gilui on gilui. reveal upon revealing. Mishta v'simcha.
Thank you.
Now this yisoid is a big yisoid for the whole understanding about this, the two prong, the Amimim and the Malchis. That's got to do with the Pesach. It's got to do many, many different things.
Well,
okay.